Welcome to the Massachusetts Youth Soccer Association Final Score Podcast, assisting the development of players, coaches, referees, and administrators one episode at a time. Now, here's your host, Marcus Cole.
Welcome to the podcast. We're excited to welcome Megan Osterlick, a current club coach with over 20 years of experience, works in female athletic empowerment and LGBTQ plus inclusion, also a member of United Soccer Coaches. Megan, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Marcus. I'm so excited to be here.
We're excited to have you because we have a great topic we're going to talk about today, creating a more inclusive environment. Megan and another participant, Nancy Feldman, gave a presentation to our staff as well as our board of directors, just kind of talking about this subject and providing more insight and some guidance as well as some tips. And it was certainly very beneficial, well received by our board as well as our staff. And we kind of wanted to go into that a little bit today. So let's jump right in, Megan. Why did you create this module and why did you feel that there was a space for this type of training within the soccer community?
It's a wonderful question, Marcus. Thank you. And first and foremost, it was an honor presenting to your board and some of your coaches. It's been a wonderful experience. But Nancy and I met 2 years ago at a convention and we were attending a meeting listening to a young trans athlete share their story. And both of us had different connections and kind of it tugged at our heartstrings and being coaches and being members of the community, we kind of were like, hold on a second. You know, there's a hole in, I think, coach training and in recognition for these youth athletes. Sometimes I think it's easy for LGBTQ athletes to be overlooked because, you know, they can look like everybody else or they can act like everybody else. But I think, you know, it's a hard place for them to feel like they fit in youth athletics sometimes because they're afraid of, you know, being excluded or receiving negative feedback. So Nancy and I kind of came together and we're like, you know what, like, let's create a module that we can present to both clubs and organizations along with coaches that can share information, facts, statistics, but then also have tangible items that clubs, coaches can kind of check off their list of things that they're doing to be more inclusive to the youth soccer environment.
Yeah, those tangible items are so important when it comes to training, especially in this area. Obviously, there are a ton of, or at least many type of modules out there in regards to this space. What makes your module different from the others that are out there? And what were some of your goals in creating this training?
It's a great question. So what makes ours different, and I think Nancy and I set out to do this on purpose, was those tangible items. You know, I've taken numerous trainings and they're all wonderful. They all present wonderful statistics, background information, terminology, which is all very important, but they kind of just give the overview. And we wanted to sit down and go, okay, here's a list of things, you know, that, for example, clubs can set policies around these athletes, like what can you include to make sure they're you know, invited and playing in your club. Other things for coaches, are you using the correct language? You know, are we taking some gendered terms out of it so that we're not excluding athletes that maybe don't feel like they fully identify with the male or female label? We just wanted to make it a little bit more straightforward and allow coaches to kind of have this list of, okay, am I using this language? Am I not making statements about whether you're, you know, going out on a date over the weekend? And are we just opening up to allowing all our athletes to feel included, whether it be a racial, cultural, the LGBTQ community, things like that. And our goals in creating this, you know, growing up as young LGBTQ athletes, sometimes you don't feel safe in the sport because it's not a subject that's spoken about. And, you know, there's always a focus on being specific gender and following those cultural guidelines that are set out. And so we just wanted to bring awareness to coaches and clubs, understanding that the way that they speak to these athletes makes a big difference in their life. And just taking out, you know, the pieces that might make them feel excluded is vital. So we just felt it was the right time. You know, there's so many more athletes standing up for themselves. And now we need them to find a place that they belong and they feel included.
Now, if you have some coaches or clubs or leagues that are interested in starting this process of creating a more inclusive environment and learning that terminology, learning those tangible things that they can do within their training sessions, what resources are available to them in regards to this?
Oh, that's great. Great question. So there are, and I want to start off by saying it can be very overwhelming. You know, you can go into Google and certainly search for this. And there are tons of wonderful organizations that have their own trainings or have websites full of information. But obviously trying to click through it can feel very, very overwhelming, very daunting. And, you know, making sure you have the correct information because, you know, terminology changes, acceptable conversations, topics change. So where can you go? So Nancy and I also wanted to create this presentation so that there is an easy place where we have started out with, you know, this is basically like a 101 course where we introduce you to statistics about LGBTQ youth athletes, provide the current terminology. We also list out proper use of pronouns, because I know that can be a tricky subject for some coaches, or for anybody, truthfully. I think if people don't have LGBTQ people or athletes around them, they don't fully understand where these athletes are coming from. So we wanted to provide, you know, a training that includes that piece. We also actually, outside of our own training, which we would love and are willing to give to any club or organization that is interested, and we do that for free because we just want to give the information out. You know, we want coaches and clubs to not have that monetary piece hung up. We know how tight budgets can be. We find the information to be very important to share. So obviously outside of using ours, we provide a list of reputable websites and links, as well as some free trainings from other groups in the DEI space, mostly obviously focused on LGBTQ athletes, but there are some that cover all aspects. So we kind of wanted to make it a one-stop shop using this this training to get the information out.
Excellent. Now, if somebody wants to learn more about your training, how can they contact you?
So I can be reached via my cell phone, which is area code 610-334-4024. Or you can send me an email. It's a little long, my apologies. It's Megan L, as in Larry, Ross, R-O-S-S, 22, at gmail.com. And feel free to reach out. We can have lots of conversations, figure out where you're coming from. That's kind of another important piece about our training is it is changeable to your organization. So like I said, we gave to the Mass Youth Soccer Board the full training for the organization and clubs. And now we're speaking to other groups within your organization, and we're kind of paring it down to what fits best for those coaches. And I think that is also something that allows, you know, makes our training a little bit more special than some of the others, you know, just because we have the ability. It's basically me and Nancy. And then we can kind of cater it to what you feel is going to be best accepted and understood by your coaches.
And we'll make sure to include Megan's contact information in our show notes in case you didn't catch it there. We'll put it there, and that way you can reach out to Megan and Nancy and find out more about this training. As we wrap up the podcast here, Megan, if you could give just one piece of advice to those clubs or leagues or whoever that is interested in this training and learning more, what would that one piece of advice? Why should they do this?
Well, Marcus, I mean, not to come at it in such an intense way, but truthfully, as coaches, what we want is to keep athletes in the game, and we want the athletes to be the best that they can be. And we expect that when they show up on the field, they're going to be able to give 100%. And as a coach, I feel like we're doing a disservice to our athletes if we are not giving them the best environment that they could get. And truthfully, using this language and keeping them in the sport of soccer can be life-saving. So it's something to just remember. It's like a two-part response, you know, just taking out, you know, a gendered piece to an athlete who may be questioning themselves will make them feel accepted and then possibly save their life. But also that athlete could be one of the most talented athletes. And we are losing those athletes, those LGBTQ athletes, because they don't feel safe in the sport and they don't feel like they'll be accepted. So it's just something where, you know, this isn't about politics or religion or what your personal feelings are. This is about coming to the field all as equals and allowing every player to show up, be able to play like themselves, play freely, and give 100% to their team and themselves and to you as a coach. And I think, you know, I think that's very important that we kind of take personal feelings out of this and allow athletes to come as they are so that they can perform the best that they can, and just stay in the sport that they love.
Excellent. Excellent response. Great training. We highly recommend clubs and leagues reach out to Megan and Nancy to find out more about this. Megan Osterlich, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Marcus. It was a blast being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Massachusetts Youth Soccer Association Final Score podcast. Remember to give our podcast a 5-star rating. This will help get the word out to others and let them know about our program. Copyright 2023.